From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Louisiana is cleaning up after Hurricane Gustav. The major levees held, and there haven't been reports of anywhere near the level of flooding seen after Hurricane Katrina. There is a lot of wind damage, and power is out for 1.4 million households throughout the state. A big question for the nearly 2 million evacuees, when can we go home? In a moment, we'll talk with one frustrated evacuee in Shreveport. Around New Orleans, the National Guard and state police are manning checkpoints and blocking residents from returning. Today, Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal saw some of the worst-hit areas from a helicopter. One of those areas is the city of Houma, less than 20 miles from where Gustav made landfall. And NPR's Greg Allen spent the day there.
In Houma, people say Hurricane Gustav could have been worse, but that doesn't mean this community got off lightly. On Highway 24, Danny Bergeron spent the day sitting on the tailgate of his pickup truck, listening to the radio, because really, that's all he could do.
I'm kind of stranded. I can't go nowhere. I can't flag down in an electrical truck to see how when they're going to get rid of this.
Bergeron's home is surrounded by downed power lines and utility poles, a mass of debris and cables that's trapped him in the house where he took refuge. Only about 110,000 people live in Terrebonne Parish, but officials estimate that as many as a fifth of them stayed here to ride out Hurricane Gustav. Bergeron said he figured he'd be okay because his house stands on high ground. What he wasn't prepared for was the wind.
I said, well, I need to put my truck under the carport. I pull out, I go around the corner so way I can just drive real quick in. Well, when I drove back in, I got out of my truck, slammed the door, the top of the pole snapped. A few minutes later, I was out here, the tree falls, and all three poles fall all at the same time.
In most of southern Louisiana, it was the wind, not the water, that did most of the damage. In another part of Houma this morning, Gib Anselma was sitting in front of his house with his wife, Betty. He says the worst part of the storm was the neighbor's dog, which barked all night long. Winds topped 100 miles per hour here, but even he was surprised how well his house did. As Gustav approached, Anselma says what really worried him was Bayou Terrebonne, which is just at his back door. I asked him how far.
About 100 feet.
And what was the bayou like? But that must have been what you were worried about when the storm hit.
That's the only thing that worried me at first was the surge from the water, you know, coming in from the Gulf. You're not far from the Gulf of Mexico here, you know.
There is little in the way of hurricane protection in this part of coastal Louisiana. Terrebonne Parish officials feared their minimal 8-foot levees would be quickly overtopped by Gustav's estimated 10 to 15-foot storm surge. Fortunately, those predictions didn't pan out, and authorities here say there was minimal flooding. But all through Houma, trees and utility poles were snapped in half, taking down the parish's entire power grid. In addition, uprooted trees took out water and sewer lines. Terrebonne Parish spokesman Al Levron says officials can't say when residents will be allowed to return.
Without water, without power, our major hospitals cannot operate. Without the hospital operating and the curfew in place, our doctors who relocated cannot come into the community. We need to get out into the community, clean the roads, and ultimately get our people back into community.
What does Barrios look like?
Same thing as everything else. Bunch of trees and a bunch of power lines.
No major roof damage.
At the Houma Courier, managing editor Dee Dee Thurston is one of a handful of employees who've been working around the clock since the storm hit.
We're a community newspaper. I probably have answered 200 phone calls and answered twice that many emails. I was probably up until about 3 o'clock this morning doing that. They're all stuck someplace else, and all they want to know is if their house, their mama's house, is okay, and that's what we're trying to tell them.
Here in Houma, everyone says the damage from Gustav is worse than what they saw from Hurricanes Katrina and Rita. The closest comparison, parish officials say, is to Hurricane Betsy in 1965. And after that storm, power wasn't restored here for 3 weeks. Greg Allen, NPR News, Houma, Louisiana.